And good afternoon. I am Amy Toy, your host of Angel Answers. It is a privilege and honor to be with you today, ladies and gentlemen and my listeners out there. I have a rearrange of schedule. Kathy Frankovich was supposed to be on today, but she had a conflict in scheduling. So I've been wanting to do this show on the power of prayer, and I promise you it's going to be worth your while. I have a couple announcements, though, of course, before we begin. I have a new website up, and it's angelanswers11.com. It's been redesigned. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's, a little bit better than the older one. I'm going to be adding a blog to it soon, so I promise that's coming up, and which will be, going to the feature reading list. I promised you guys that. I do have something made up. I just have to get everything all coordinated. So, angelanswers11.com. Take a look at it. Going to like it. I feel it's very simple. And with that comes a 1-800 number. If you have inquiries about where you can find me, have any questions, and I'll give you the number. It's 1-855-851-3405. Of course, you can find me on the web. I'm all over the place. I have a Facebook page that's Angel Answers with Amy, on a Twitter account at Angel Answers 11. And then any info you want to email me, you don't have to call me. We have a new email address, too, or I have a new email address, info@angelanswers11.com. And, of course, angelicamy35@gmail.com. You can always reach me there, too. So any questions, I'm here to be of service to you. And the next coming weeks of the shows, we have some scheduled guests. Next week, we have the return of Lynn Woodland. She's going to be discussing some projects she's working on. She's a great lady, Making Miracles. Great book. Suggest you guys pick it up. That's going to be on the reading list. Then on the first, we're going to have the Archangel of the Month. And then after that, I'm not doing the Archangel of the Month anymore. I'm going to switch around because we got guests coming on and I'm booking things. So we're going to have, I believe, Rosio. And then Ruth Ann Mack is on the 8th. On the 15th, I'm going to have a pre-recorded show. We might have Kathy on the 22nd. I'm not too sure. If not, we'll have something else. And Karen No. And then we've got some more authors, planned out. I have somebody that's it's going to be a surprise, so I'm not going to spoil the surprise. So with all that wonderful stuff, let's get on to the show. Now, I'm discussing prayer because there's a few things that I like to talk about. Prayer is something that may be boring to some people, but it's not. It's really, I started back in doing a daily regimen of prayer every day. And some people, say, well, why would you want to pray? Because prayer is a part of our lives. It's not something that, I take seriously at all. In fact, I've noticed my life goes a lot smoother and there's a lot less conflict when I'm in touch with your higher power, whether that be God, Buddha, Source, Creative Mind, whatever you pray to, that's respected. And, that's a higher power greater than yourself. But what is prayer? And, we're going to look at what is prayer, what are the benefits of prayer, who can pray, are only the religious people allowed to pray? Do you have to recite prayers? I'm going to talk about all that. While I'm going to be taking your calls, too, I'm going to be doing angelic messages today. I'll give you some phone numbers before I forget. In the U.S. and Canada, we have a 1-800 number, 1-888-627-6008. And outside the U.S. and Canada, we've got a few numbers here, 530-327-7602, and then 530-413-4522. I'm taking calls anytime now. I put it on the announcements second half now. You want to call me, you need to talk, you need to ask the angels on guidance, I'm here. So feel free to call in. I'm cool with that. I have my, last week I was kind of taken aback because we had guests, but that's another story. So what is prayer? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, prayer is defined as an addressed or as a petition to God or a God or higher power, if you will. Like I said, that could be, Buddha, Creative Mind, Source, Spirit, whatever. In a word or thought, a second is a set of order words or an earnest request or wish. And sometimes when we pray, we think that we have to have this formal prayer, and that's not the case. In fact, I feel as a spiritual being, having a human experience, as we all do, in this earth, prayer, I think, keeps us sane. It keeps us from going over the edge. It keeps us from, committing Harry Caray or suicide. I really do think that. I feel like people have really lost the power of prayer and what it means to us. So that's why I'm doing the show today. There's a lot of benefits to prayer. I'm going to bring some scripture into it because I used to study scripture years back. Not that I'm into it. I'm a Course in Miracles student. I believe in all, and every belief is just I like to bring things that I know, you know, people would like to talk about. So, you know, prayer, I mean, what is prayer? I mean, we've discussed that. Who should pray? Anybody. Anybody can pray. I don't care if you are what they call a heathen, a bad person, whatever. Anybody can pray. I mean, we are an extension of God. And, of course, you know, as it says in Genesis, we were made in the images of God. So, therefore, there's nothing wrong with us praying. There's nothing wrong. We are part of Source Energy. We are an extension of he, she, you know, whatever you believe in. We are an extension. So wouldn't you want to keep, you know, in contact with that Source Energy that gave you life? And sometimes, you know, when we pray, we just, you know, we just need guidance and help and understanding. And it was weird because when I was going through the internet and researching some things on prayer, and I found some interesting articles, and I'm going to bring that out in a moment, and some examples from my own life, some examples from actually a couple clients. It's, you know, how we can benefit from prayer. So, you know, is there benefits? Yeah, of course there are benefits. You know, and what about prayer for those religious? Like I said, there's some people who, you know, think that you have to be a devout Catholic or a devout, you know, nun or a devout Jewish person or Buddha or whatever to pray. And prayer is, I think, a need for all of us to learn. It's funny because I was watching, when I was writing this up, they had on Bio Channel a show called American Justice, or used to be called American Justice, Notorious. And Madeline Murray O'Hare, she was the founder of the Atheists program, the American Atheists. And she was, they were showing a clip from the Phil Donahue show and how she would interrupt people with prayer. I find that interesting. I'm not an atheist, so I'm just saying how she just said, you know, why do you have to involve people with prayer? That's your right. I mean, prayer to me is a private matter, and yes, I'm talking about it on the show today, but it was funny because she's interrupting, you know, this individual, you know, about prayer and stuff like that, which is great. I mean, she brought the Supreme Court, decision to take prayer and Bible study out of public schools, which is great. Separation of church and state of the First Amendment, that's how the court back then in the 60s or whenever it was interpreted that law. But I just found it interesting that, you know, yes, everyone has a path and their journey, and if you want to pray, that's great. But like I said, this show is about how to help you on your spiritual journey and to enhance, and there's different ways that I'm going to bring about guests and stuff. So prayer, to me, is important. You know, and I also, you know, was brought up with a family, even though they were dysfunctional and addicted to different things and whatever have you, but prayer. I have a 92-year-old aunt. She's the grandmother. She's my grandmother's sister, and she's still alive. The woman lived with my parents and I when I moved back with my parents in my 30s to go back to school. And the woman she is a phenomenal lady. She's very spiritual. And I asked her one day, I said, why do you pray every morning? And she goes, well, I don't know, because that's what I feel my soul needs to do. And sometimes I think we need to do that with our souls. You know, we need just to remain connected to Source Energy, which is what I call Source Energy or God Energy. And she's a very spiritual lady. I think that for her, prayer is just part of who she is, and it doesn't matter. So I just feel like she's a good inspiration to me. So how did I begin on my journey with prayer? You know, I was brought up Catholic, and I didn't really care for the Catholic way of life. I was tortured in school. I joke around that I was tortured for 9 years of hell, K through 8th grade. But I was suicidal when I was 12 years old, and I was ready to commit suicide. And I may have told the story before, so indulge me in a bit if you have heard the story. I was 12 years old, and I was ready to commit suicide. And my mother, you know, she raised me Catholic, and my dad was Presbyterian, so he didn't care, you know, that my mom raised me Catholic, and she had all the crucifixes, and, you know, there's a heart of Jesus, sacred heart of Jesus, where Jesus is opening up his heart, and it's called the Sacred Heart, and I was praying to that, and I didn't want to do it, but I didn't know any other choice. I was in so much pain, and, you know, my parents were fighting, kids at school were bullying me, you know, bullying is a big thing, you know, maybe I'll do a show on that, I don't know, but anyway, I was praying. praying, and I heard this voice, and that's where I heard, you know, you have a purpose in life, Amy. You know, there's a better way, because I was crying, and I just didn't want to. I knew I had a purpose in life, but I think I just needed to kind of reach that rock bottom and really just reach that outsourcing and just, you know, reach out to the higher power that I had. And, you know, like I said, I heard you have a greater purpose. You know, you're not meant to end your life. You know, you have greater things to accomplish. And so to me, that was like a prayer answered. I mean, some people have that when they reach those dark nights of the soul and they're really down on the ground and they have nowhere else to go. They've lost maybe their lives or, you know, their jobs, their families, or just addictive, whatever, and they have to hit their knees. And I was doing that day. And I remember writing the suicide letter, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore, God. I just can't do this. And, you know, and I was like, I was crying. And, you know, I had even pills. I don't know where I got the pills from. I think somebody, my aunt or something, another aunt, you know, had different pills and stuff for Xanax. Now, maybe, I don't know what Xanax was back in, but it was something, Valium. I think it was Valium. So, you know, I had access to all that stuff, and prayer really taught me, that lesson taught me that prayer does work. And, you know, when I'm at my lowest point, I think in all of our lives, our lowest points in our lives, we turn to prayer, and we turn to God, and we turn to, you know, higher power or whatever, and then we forget about it. And then we, you know, life gets better for us, and we forget about things, and we forget about who we are, and, you know, we're just going along, and then something else knocks us on our rear ends, and we're like, okay, God, you know, what now? And I really feel like if you do a daily prayer regimen, I start my day with my Course in Miracles students, a student with JenniferHadley.com. She has what they call prayer partners, and you can sign up, and she sends you a prayer, and she has a little blog, and she talks about, you know, a little thought for today, like self-love or confidence, and JenniferHadley.com. So before I get on, you know, the site, the lines I work or pray, I pray before, you know, I talk to clients, too, and we'll get into that in a moment. And I start my day off that way because I have found that my day goes a lot better, and it helps me to stay focused on my intention of helping other people. And when I don't pray, it seems like my days, to me, this is just my experience, my day is more chaotic and hectic. And it just helps me to remain focused in what I, in myself and what I need to accomplish that day. And it is a one day and a one moment at a time situation. Some days you got to get through that one moment at a time. If you're going through rough struggles, which a lot of people I see are, you know, you still hear about these things and, you know, people losing their jobs or going through divorces or their husband cheated on them or, you know, whatever. That gets me through the day. Now, last week I had a rough week. Tammy, my best friend from childhood, I've talked to her about her, you know, passed away 5 years ago last Friday. And so we had Maureen McGill and Nola Davis on last week. And we did the show on mediumship, you know, spirits connecting to us on the other side, you know. Live from the Other Side is their book. Really good book, by the way. Short read, great book. Pick it up if you haven't already. It's like $11, $12 from Ozark Publishing, or you can get it from Amazon or whatever. I had to, that night, I just couldn't work out. I just was really, I think it just really affected me. So I know I went up to Tammy's grave, and she's about half an hour away, maybe 35 minutes from my house. And I had to get up there. I was praying on the way up there, and I just really felt her presence, and that helped me too, because that last week was rough, but Spirit kept me busy with, you know, clients and keeping me sane, you know, because usually that week of Tammy's anniversaries are tough, even though I'm a medium and a psychic and all that wonderful stuff and connect with Spirit. That human side of me still feels that. So I was praying to my higher power and really, really, really praying that I get through the week. And I did. It happened. I don't know. It's like yesterday was Sunday, and I'm like, okay, I'm okay here, because I just kept my perspective. And like I said, prayer can really help keep your spirit, you know, from crumbling. And sometimes prayer is free. It doesn't cost a thing, and God's always accessible to us no matter where we are. And it's amazing. So, you know, like I said, you want to call in even to talk about prayer and what your experience is. I love to hear from people about experiences, because your experiences help me. Not only me babbling on the radio here, it helps me. And if you want to talk about angel messages, the angels are ready for you. So there's a couple of things to help you on your prayerful path, too. Marion Williamson is, you you know, I've talked about her. She's a mentor of mine. I love Marianne Williamson. She, you know, did A Return to Love, you know, you know, Reflections on the Course, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles, and that was her first book in 1992, I believe. And she came out with this book, and it was really good. And then she followed up with a, maybe not a, a lesser-known book called Illuminata, Thoughts, Prayers, and Rites of Passage. The book, and the reason why I'm referring to the book here, Illuminata, she has some prayers in there that really are genuine. And I'm not saying reciting prayers, we can talk about that in a moment. It's just she has different prayers on different subjects, and it's really cool. She really opened my eyes up to daily prayer. She had a show on Oprah and Friends on XM Radio back in, I think it was 2008, when I started listening to it. That's what got me turned on to the Course in Miracles. She would do a daily Course in Miracles, works from the workbook. There's the text, the workbook, the manual for teachers. We did a show on that. But she would pray with people. People would call in, and she would pray with them. And then the audience was, you know, she talked about their, you know, issue, you know, whether, I remember this one woman had cancer, and her husband had kind of had left her and for another woman and stuff, and she had a real hard time forgiving him. And just praying for that person or praying with that person and Marianne's prayers really helped kind of shift the energy from that caller. You know, you could tell that caller was very hurt and angry and disappointed, and it shifted that for her. And that's what I think prayer can do for you. And as you know, it shifts, like I said with me last week with Tammy's passing anniversary when she died, it helps shift that for, you know, for us, you know, for me, and, you know, maybe, you know, and you pray for other people, and I think it just helps put you in a better place, because sometimes I think we just get in these ruts, and we get in these poor me situations, and sometimes it's just good to just pray to God, okay, God, why, you know, sometimes, you know, we can say, why, God, you know, why is this happening, or why that is, but we can also just pray for peace of mind, and it really does help with that. You know, we can, prayer does help enlighten us and brings us closer to where we need to be. So, you know, but in, I also feel like prayer helps us, you know, helps us gain perspective. You know, it's not for those who are religious. And, you know, when you pray for somebody else, and that's my point here, and if you're having a rough time and you're going through a lot of issues and prayer, you know, a lot of trials and tribulations in life, and sometimes to get out of yourself, it's good to pray for someone else. And sometimes it's good to just pray for their welfare for a while and worry about that. Not worry about them, but maybe be concerned. Let's not use worry. Worry is a negative. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Worry energy just kind of brings you down. But pray for their welfare, and it does help, because we can get so caught up in that poor me, poor me, poor me mentality. And, you know, there's how many people on the planet, over 7 billion people on this planet, find someone to pray for that day or that moment. You know, there's always someone worse off than you are, and I don't mean to sound like that, but there's a lot of things that we can focus on the negative and forget about the graciousness that God has given us. We have a, you know, I used to be like that. I would just, you know, woe is me and be so, you know, kind of caught up in other stuff and not, you know, worry about other people. And then when I start praying for other people or praying for someone I met, maybe their circumstances were a lot worse than mine. You know, we can just take so many things for granted, and I think prayer can kind of release us from ourselves, because we have these self-imposed prisons that we place in ourselves. I mean, we don't have to be imprisoned, you know, in four walls. We can do it to ourselves. We can imprison ourselves with our thoughts and the woe is me attitude. And I really feel like that is something that can destroy our spirit, and it's good to just kind of pray for somebody else and get out of that prison, her self-imposed exile in prison, and just, you know, go that way. So prayer to me is important. And what about, you know, forgiving others? And, I, you know, we've talked about this before, you know, the shows, we did a couple series of shows on forgiveness, and I really think that it's an ongoing process, even for me. I found out Colleen Tipping had another book about forgiving our parents or something. I'm going to have to look into that. But when you have a perceived grievance or against them or someone, someone has done you wrong or whatever you're perceiving, pray for that person's happiness for 30 days. One of two things will happen. I know, first of all, you're like, okay, I got to pray for, you know, Rick down the street who, you know, anyway. Pray for that person's, you know, happiness for 30 days. It depends on, you know, how deep the grievance is. Now, I had an incident last week that really, this guy, I was driving down, I was doing my errands, I had to do some stuff, and this guy almost cut me off in front of me. He was coming off the freeway, and I wouldn't move out of this guy's way, so he gave me the Hawaiian good luck sign. You know, and I automatically, and I'm like trying to control this, so I did give him the Hawaiian good luck sign back. So then someone was turning in front of me, and I had to say, okay, God, what do I do with this one? So I prayed. And, you know, someone was turning in front of me, and this guy almost cut off a motorcyclist, and I got his plate number and memorized it. I was going to call the cops on him, and I said, no, I'm just going to pray for this guy. Of course, you know, he's stuck at the light making a left onto a, you know, bigger intersection, and he's giving me the bird. And I waved to him. I said, bye, you know. So just, you know, but I was being really facetious, and my attitude really was bad. So I had to really pray about, you know, so I've been praying for this guy in the you know, this tan car, and, you know. Sometimes you just pray for somebody that maybe they're having a bad day, and you know, it's so hard not to take it personally since he almost cut off a motorcyclist because someone was turning, you know, right in front of me, you know, and you're braking for this person, and it's like, okay, you know, I think that sometimes you're given these little lessons in front of you, and this guy who gave me, like I said, the Hawaiian good luck sign, he gave me a good lesson last week, but it is kind of funny, you know, but. Anyway, thank God nobody was hurt with this guy. He was a maniac. He really was. Probably going to Walmart or something because that's where he was turning. It was really odd. But anyway, the welfare of others. If you're praying for somebody's happiness, one of two things will happen. One, maybe the situation will change. Maybe their attitude will change. Or maybe you won't give a damn about this person. You won't care what this person does. This person can give you the Hawaiian good luck sign, and you're going to be like, whatever, that's their problem. Whatever it is, it's going to change your perception. I love it. This woman that I know, she said to me that she works at a store, and, you know, customer service lately has been atrocious. I mean, she, you know, had mean and nasty people. And she said, you know, Amy, what I say to them, I said, what do you say? She said, this is something I learned in 12-step groups, which I forgot about. I had, maybe it was kind of stored in my brain, and she said, bless them, change me when, you know, somebody's rude to me. So I've been starting to do that ever since the guy with the Hawaiian good luck sign, and it does work. I mean, people just sometimes don't think, but, and I think they do, but they don't really care. You know, bless them, change me. And that's important for us to kind of look at, you know, let's, you know, maybe they're having a bad day or whatever it is, but pray for their happiness and your happiness. When you pray for something else more than what you want for yourself, amazing things do happen. So anyway, that's my Sermon on the Mount for that one. Okay, when you do help, like I said, and what about prayer and worry? Like I said, worry to me is like a noose around your neck. When you're worried about things, what good is worrying do? A friend of mine and I were talking about this about a month ago. You know, he said that if you don't worry about something, you know, this is how I was brought up too. If you don't worry about it, you don't care about it. You know, I don't want to worry about something. I learned a long time ago that, you know, you had those things, why worry, why not pray, or something like that. And I got to thinking about that. When we pray for something, it kind of shifts the energy once again. It's really how we change our perception of things. It's not what the other external world is. It's how we perceive the external world that helps us shift things within our own lives. And I really feel that prayer does that for us. It doesn't take away, but it adds. Takes away that worry, anxiety energy, which is really a fear energy, and that's where we don't want to be. We want to be in a space of joy. Joy is our natural state of mind, in my opinion. You know, we are joyful creatures, so why do we need to worry about something? What good is that going to do? It's going to give us some gray hairs and maybe some wrinkles, and I don't need those right now, you know, or gain us 10 pounds or whatever it is. You know, maybe we'll eat or drink or whatever. You know, we don't need that. Why don't we just pray? Prayer is free. You can say it out loud, or you can say it to yourself. You know, you don't want to be in your cubicle in the office right now going, oh, dear God, help me. You know, that's fine. If your coworkers want you to hear about that, that's great. But Prayer is a better alternative than the worry energy, and it really does put a noose around our neck. So what can we pray for? I mean, like I said, prayer is free. There's many things we can pray for. Another person's welfare. You know, prayer has been instrumental in helping other people. You know, when we think of another person's welfare more than ourselves, it helps shift that energy. Because then when you get that news, like when I have a client that's going through a hellacious situation, and I pray for that person when I get off the phone, and I thank God that I'm not in that person's predicament, or maybe I was, and I'm grateful that I'm no longer in that space, maybe like depression, anxiety, or angst, or anger, you know, and when that person calls you back, or when that person says, you know, you pray for that person, you feel that shift in the energy. That helps you because you know you're doing a good deed for the day or a good deed for the moment. And we need more prayers in this world than any time right now. Love. I have actually three clients that are looking for love. So we did a little experiment this weekend with the new moon. We did a candle magic ritual where all three of them, plus I did it, you know, just as a backup. You know, each woman had different practice. One is a Buddhist. She prayed to her Buddhist god. Another archangel, another one to, you know, the goddess Aphrodite, because that's what she believes in, and I just prayed, you know, in all general. And, you know, we did this ritual, and actually what we were doing was not only candle magic, but was a prayer to the universe. And, you know, the girls had their own different assignments, what they wanted, and a guy, and the list, and what have you. And, you know, we're going to see how that shifts, you know, because when we worry about, oh, when am I going to meet the guy in my dreams, or when am I going to meet that partner, when we put the energy out to the universe, it helps kind of shift that. So, you know, we'll see how that goes with the girls, because I really feel like that was good for them to do, and it was good for me to kind of get out of myself, like I said, from last week. So, you know, health, I mean, people, the benefits of prayer with health is awesome. I think that when you pray for somebody's health and well-being, they had an article in the Washington Post back in June about Gabrielle Giffords, and she actually, the health benefits of prayer, and it talks about that. It said, you know, that prayer, when some people are prayed for, they've done studies on this. You know, it said, according to Jared Koenig, director of the Center for Spirituality, Theology, and Health, you know, they've done studies the past 10, 20 years where people who have been prayed for have better health results than those who are not prayed for. And I think, you know, they've done controlled studies, and, you know, people who haven't been prayed for, they didn't even know they were being prayed for. You know, they've done study after study. And it benefits everyone when someone's been prayed for. Now, when my father was ill, you know, and he's, you know, still kind of on the fence, but he's not as bad as he was. You know, when people would say, I pray for your father, I noticed that he would be in a better spirits that day, or his health was better, or he was slowly getting better, because I had, you know, a lot of people were praying for him. I even told him that, and he said to me, he goes, why would they pray for me? They don't even know me. I'm like, Dad, benefits them as much as you. You know, and that's, like I said, praying for someone else's well-being is very important here. And, you know, that's the way it needs to be done. And we can pray for finances, our healing, healing. Healing is a big thing. When we're praying for our healing, sometimes healing is what is needed right now. You know, whether it's finances, a lot of people are going through financial issues. You know, unemployment. You know, we have a big election coming up. You know, prayer for the right, you know, for the highest and best good out there. And that's another thing, too. You know, the highest and best good is also God's will be done, and we'll go into that in a moment. And that's important that we pray that, you know, our finances get healed, or, you know, and when we pray for something, have faith it's going to be done. I mean, some people are just like, they just feel like, you know, they need to worry. Once again, that worry energy is going to help get them, you know, that next paycheck or that next job. And it doesn't work that way. It really, really, really doesn't. In fact, it's the total opposite, you know, kind of brings you down. So what's the benefits of prayer? And here's some. You know, it improves our spiritual practice, and it really does. Prayer impacts us on many different levels. It could help with action, you know, getting our action in a better place, maybe being more loving and caring towards others, because it's our intention. You know, everything is backed up with intention. It's not backed up with anything else. And our actions speak louder than words. And, you know, if we all open the door or not give anyone the Hawaiian good luck sign like I did last week, or, you know, smile at someone. Smiling, I don't know, people seem like they look at you sometimes like I've smiled with people, and it's an automatic response. Prayer helps you, you know, get in a better state of mind and have better actions, thoughts, you know. Thoughts will come, you know, and thoughts kind of prayer, you know, helps reduce those thoughts of anxiety and worry, and enhances that, you know, positive, you know, attitude. The next thing is attitude. You know, sometimes our attitude is really, really bad, and we need to shift that attitude from worry to maybe just peacefulness and calm. We want to stay out of that worry, negative, fearful energy. So, you know, there's only two emotions the Course in Miracles talks about, the fear and love. So what encompasses fear? Worry, anxiety, anger, hate, you know, all those negative emotions. And what is love, peace, joy, happiness? That's where you want to shift from. Because fear creates false evidence appearing real, false emotion appearing real, you know, all those acronyms that we've talked about before. You know, and
caller line two.
Okay. Hello? Who am I
Hello?
Hi, my name's Amy. How can I help you?
Hi there, this is Kelly. I talked to you about a month ago.
Yes, Kelly. How can I help you today, honey? How you doing?
Well, I have been praying ceaselessly.
Oh, good.
And yeah. I actually have been using the one that you just said a few moments ago about, you know what, I surrender, you show me the highest and best for me. And I guess my question would be,
okay, honey, your cell phone's going in and out. Why don't you repeat that, hon?
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Yeah, I don't know if you're on a cell phone, but it's going in and out, hon.
Yeah, I am. Is this better at all?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you, sweetheart. Yes. So.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, sweetie.
And I got that going on, too. yeah, it's been a plethora of fantastic little things that just keep happening, but I'm not going to get pessimistic. I'm just kind of wondering if you see anything opening up for me work-wise.
All right. Let me see. Take a look here. Yes, I know. Okay, stagnation. You feel stagnation right now, don't you? Definitely feel stagnation.
Well, I have not been stagnant. I have been moving around, but I feel like no matter where I go, it's like, no, we're not hiring. No.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I mean. You feel stagnation. You feel doors are closing.
Yeah.
You're feeling like, okay, what do I need to do here? Stand on my head. And I do see that, but I feel old opportunities coming back from the past, and I keep getting that for you. It feels like to me something you had forgotten about is coming back, and I don't know if we talked about this, but I feel like the month of something within the end of July, month of beginning of August, keeps coming out here, because I see you feeling like, okay, what's going on here? I do see two opportunities that were kind of you were passed over for one, and one is coming back, is kind of being resurrected to you, and that's coming up actually now, because it feels like you've had enough rest, you know, it's coming to you. So I'm getting a three vibration here, and I feel like it's not 3 months, it's within, at the latest 3 weeks. Yeah.
So I should just be open and mindful to that, because I can do work and try and find those people, whatever that is.
I feel like you're going to be approached. It feels like someone passed you by, and another woman passed you by. Like, what are you, are you the dancer? Do you dance, or what do you do?
Actually, I do. I mean, I haven't done that professionally for 10 years, but I'm actually an actress. That's
okay.
One of the things I studied is dance.
Okay. Yeah, because something with the creative side that you were passed over, you're going to be brought back in for another audition or something like that. And then you got something else coming your way, an old opportunity that you've forgotten about, and I'm not being clearly shown what that is, but it's in the works. But that's actually going to be a surprise to you. So I feel like, I mean, you're going to still keep looking, and I see that, but I feel you're going to be, there's old opportunities coming back to you, and I keep getting that message, so I don't know what they have in mind for you, but it looks like you're busy.
Do you get a sense that I might have to move? Only because I don't know how I'm going to pay for rent the next month.
Oh, okay. Okay, honey. Well, definitely some prayers your way. Okay, Kelly?
Thank you.
Some prayers your way. Let's see. I actually asked the angels to bless you now and that everything comes your way, that you're deserving, and that, yeah, it looks like, I don't see a move. I don't see a move. Actually, I don't see a move, but I feel like at the 11th hour, money comes your way. So something is...
It must be a miracle because that's really what it's going to take.
Yeah, and you can pray for that, you know. You can pray for your miracles.
Yeah.
You pray for a miracle. You pray for a miracle, definitely. You say, God, I need a miracle right now. And you can do that. That's nothing wrong with you for you to pray for.
Yeah,
people think
that's on my...
Yeah, people think I'm nuts when I say that, but it's worked in my own life and it's worked in my clients' lives, so I tell that to people. You pray for a miracle. God, I need a miracle now. Now, because I don't know what else to do. I have nowhere else to go. I have nowhere else to turn, God. I give you this now. You know, that kind of thing.
And that's what I'll do. And I'll let you go, but I just wanted to know, and this is just my own personal need to know, why is all of this happening? Because it's in my life.
Yeah, it feels like to me the path that has been upon you has been a very, it's like, some people have paths that it's you know, easy. You know, I love to have those people in my life, but for me and you, it's been a struggle. It's been like, okay, what do I need to learn? And I feel like, you know, you're clearing some karma and, you know, you're clearing some things away because I see you cleared away a lot of stuff here, Kelly. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, okay, God, now I want the good karma coming to me because I see you as a good person. I've seen your aura. You're a very good person. You have a good soul. You've given of yourself to others and feel like you have not gotten return. But I'm getting that the good karma is coming to you. So I would have a talk with God real soon.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Talk to whoever you believe in, you know, and get that going. I want and email me and let me know how you're doing, or call next week and let me know how you're doing.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I needed something to look forward to, like I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy, honey. You're not crazy. In fact, I think there's a lot of, I see a lot of karma. They're showing me you turning your back on a lot of negative things. And sometimes when we do that, we go through a detox period. And I went through a long detox period, and they're showing me that you're getting out of that rut, that sludge. Okay, so that's the only thing. I will pray for you, Kelly. I know that things are coming, but have a long talk with God. I need a miracle. So, okay, sweetheart. Okay,
thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, doll. Have a great day. Okay, honey?
You too.
Bye-bye. And sometimes that's interesting that Kelly called, because sometimes we want to say to God, why? You know, why am I going through this? You know, why do I need to go through this? Why is this not going on? Why am I not getting what I need right now? And like I said, you know, people think I'm blasphemous by saying, you know, ask for a miracle. Well, that's what you need to do sometimes. You need to ask for that miracle. You need to ask for divine intervention, because that's what the angels are here for, divine intervention. And you know, we go through periods in our life, and we just need that, and we need to have, you know, that you know, kick in the rear end. So, but prayer does help, and it does help increase our faith. And, you know, I can tell from our last caller, she's a sweetheart, and she's called in before, and it's like, okay, when is her day coming, you know, and I keep getting shown it's coming now. So let's keep telling our prayers, you know, if we can all pray, you know, that Kelly gets what she needs, and that's what I do. Sometimes I have a prayer list, and I just go at night and in the day, and I pray for different ones, different clients and different ones, and So it's always good to pray for other people and be of service to them. So, you know, prayer is something that's very powerful. And, you know, we talk about recited prayers. And in the chapter of Matthew 5 and 6, I believe that's Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He talked about the meek shall inherit the earth in 5, and Matthew chapter 5 and 6, though. Jesus talks about prayers, recited prayers. Do we need to recite those prayers? You know, people who are brought up Catholic or, you know, different religious, the Lutheran, you know, my fiancé's Lutheran, and they recite this prayer of Thanksgiving, and I'm like, huh? You know, when I first had Thanksgiving with them a long time ago. But Jesus talks about this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, and he says, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. And that is so true because, you know, that repetitious prayer. I remember sitting in Catholic school and, you know, doing the Our Father prayer, which is, you know, takes up in Matthew 6:9. And, you know, just reciting that prayer over and over and over and over again. It lost its luster for me after a while, and my mind would go off to what was for lunch or something. And, you know, we really, really need to just kind of think of our own prayers. And, yes, God help me is a prayer. It is a prayer, you know, when we're down on our knees and down in our luck and feeling like nothing's working out. God, help me. Give me a miracle here. That's a prayer. You don't have to go reciting, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, God, doing that after a while, I would, if I was God, be like, because I'm, of course, I'm having from a human perspective, be like, man, that person's really reciting that, not from their heart. It's from their mind. And those heartfelt prayers, those fervent prayers where we really, you know, have that gratitude and, you know, really pray. And once you pray, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So anyway, like I said, you know, Matthew 6 talks about the Lord's Prayer. I mean, chapter 6 goes into it. And like I said, and then it continues on Matthew 6:8, therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. And that's true. We do have that. And it goes on to say, Matthew 6, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know, the Catholic way. Jesus was using it as an example. He wasn't saying, you need to pray this way or else there's going to be hell to pay. No, he wasn't saying that at all. As a matter of fact, he was using that, as, you know, as an example. And that's what people, you know, think that, okay, Jesus did it this way, so I got to do it this way. Not necessarily. You know, you want to pray the way you feel is right. And I think the best prayers are those that are, you know, said out of the heart, not out of, you know, rote. And it's really, really sad. So, and when we pray, you know, we want to, you know, have confidence. It says in 1 John 5:14, I'm just going through some scriptures. I'm not trying to be preachy and just going through some people who believe in the Bible. 1 John 5:14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And once again, that will we talk about is, you know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, it's for your highest and best good. Sometimes there's three answers to prayers. Yes, no, and not now. Okay, yes, no, and not now. And sometimes it may not be our time. You know, like the ladies I talked about, some of them, well, all of them are ready for a relationship, and they've been through their own hell. You know, two of them are, you know, 40-ish, and they're ready for a relationship. And the other lady that I have, she's in her mid-50s and has been, just got out of a 34-year-old marriage, 34 years of marriage. So, you know, it all depends. It really does. And I think that the more who pray, the more that petitions are heard, because it is like a petition, you know. And you know, you've heard this from Matthew 18:20, where it says, you know, two and more gathered in my name, you know, there I am. And that's true. And that's, I believe, Matthew 18, I think it's 18:24, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Which is true. You know, the more who pray for something, the better off. That's why I did that with the ladies.
Caller, you know, caller, I wanted line them. 3.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Amy. It's Mindy. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Mindy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
I'm a testament. The praying does work.
Okay. Do you want to say you're one of my three ladies?
Yes, I'm one of the three ladies. And I tell you, it's been a kind of a crazy weekend with doing the prayers, and my energy has definitely shifted. Night and day, 180.
Yes, it
has.
Absolutely
180.
Yes.
And it feels really good. It feels very freeing.
Doesn't it feel, empowering? Because you've had, your share of duds, let's put it that way.
Yes.
And
we'll be polite.
Yeah, we'll be... Yeah, yes, we will be polite. Yeah, so it's great because, I don't know, it just came to me when I was reading you, the other day that, because I had the two on board, and I said, why don't we just make a three?
Yes.
Inspiration comes about, and I said, things do come about, and, but do you have any questions for me? I'm sorry, I'm babbling away like Babylon the Great.
No, that's okay. I was wondering if you have any angel messages for me this afternoon.
Oh, sure, definitely. Most definitely, my love, most definitely. I definitely feel Archangel Haniel around you. I do feel that energy is definitely around you. I got you really shifting that energy. Let's see. I want you to...
And I'm still praying, by the way, to Archangel Haniel.
Yeah, well, you need to do that.
Yeah. That's not stopping.
Yeah, I'm going to pull actually three cards for you. Oh, okay. The fun of children. Okay. I get you just having fun right now and giggling and laughing, and the angels do that. Oh, new love. Wow, that's a good one for you. That's definitely a good one. One more card. Gee, I wonder where that came from. And then celebration. So I feel like that you are having fun, and you did. You had a lot of great fun, you said, meeting some gentlemen this weekend. And children bring up, just fun and having fun. And then new love, which is great because that's right now. That's in the present moment. And then celebration, which I feel like you're going to be celebrating and happy and fulfilled. Because really what we're all searching for is that partner, not that person that completes us. That's a bunch of crap. We want someone to share our lives with. So, and that's what I see you celebrating. Definitely. A lot of common interests. What they're showing me. So keep up doing what you're doing. You did definitely shift your energy, Mindy. Definitely.
Great. And thank you again for everything. I do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, sweetheart. No problem. You have a great day.
You have a great day.
Thanks for calling in and Dal. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I kind of knew Mindy was calling in because we she asked me about the show, but when we do shift our energy, it does help, and when we're definitely trying to connect to source. So prayer does work, and it does pay off dividends. And when we talk about turning it over, sometimes we can take a problem and just kind of keep bringing it upon ourselves, obsessing over, thinking it over and over again. When we turn something over to a higher power or whoever it is, we leave it there, or we don't take it back, And some of my clients will say, well, Amy, I've been praying about this problem, and But they're still taking it back. They're still like, when? Sometimes it's about divine timing. And it's really about when is the highest and best good. Maybe we still have to learn a lesson, or maybe, that other person's not ready for us. If it's a love relationship to come into our life or whatever. It's turning it over means leaving it in God's hands. And it's hard to do because really turning it over, when I used to hear that, you got to turn it over, Amy. I'm like, turn it over where? It's really about, okay, all right, God, like it said in the one scripture, he even knows what we need before we ask him. And so sometimes he knows the desires of our heart, maybe be having a mate or, that lifelong partner or that someone to share life with or, the financial security. Or that job, we really need a job and we need a place over a roof over our heads. He knows we need those things. Those are the basic necessities. And what happens is sometimes we worry about things. And like I said, we can obsess over things. And when we turn things over to our higher power, leave it there. And it's hard to do because I was notorious for taking it back, obsessing it, thinking about it. I remember, you know, I wanted to be in this one relationship, and I really wanted this one guy, actually. String of, they were called the Daves. There was like four series of Daves, and that's another story, another and all that stuff. But it would happen that I wanted this one particular Dave guy, and we had dated, and we broke up. And, you know, I'm writing a book about my life right now. And as I look back, it's like, thank God I didn't end up with that idiot, you know, because he just dropped me, you know, I was going through a really tough time in my life, and he dropped me like a hot potato. But I was still obsessing about it, and, you know, my friends would say, turn it over to God, turn it over to God. Maybe something better is coming for you. But I was so fixated on this one relationship, this one guy. And what happened was I didn't get the guy, thank God, and I went through a series of Daves. It was like Dave, 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 you know. I'm like, what the hell? You know, but at the time, I had to learn some tough lessons. And now that I think back, I should have left it there. But I didn't. I had to learn. And learning a lesson is a painful situation. You know, the Course talks about learning through joy or through pain. And sometimes I really want, I always tell God, I want to learn through joy, not through pain. I don't want to go through this lesson again. Because the lessons, I think, come back at you. If they're repeated over and over again, they can come back around your soul's lessons that you have chosen to partake in, by the way. Come back at you worse than before. And it's like, what am I not getting? And the Course is great because it talks about choosing again. I can choose in another moment. I can make another choice here. And that's what's great about prayer. So when you leave it there, leave it to God and just work, do your best. You know, I'm not saying you sit there if you're not job searching or dating relationship. You got to look because he's not going to be the FedEx guy knocking at your door. I mean, I used to love these women who called me, you know, as client. When am I going to find love? Do you get out? No. Do you look on the computer? Oh, I wouldn't try online dating. Well, what are you going to do then? How are you going to meet him? Is he going to be the FedEx guy or the mailman? Your mailman's probably 80 years old. And this one lady laughs. She goes, yeah, actually he is. You know, so, you know, you got to do the work yourself, too. You got to be, you're in partnership with God. We're co-creators with God here. You know, we want something. Go after it. You know, I love that. I'm not in Christian Mingle, by the way, but I'm not advertising for them. But it says, you know, who's God's match for you? Sometimes, you know, we got to do the work, you know. We can pray all we want. We can pray till next Tuesday. And, you know, if we're not doing the work and not participating or doing anything, that's our problem, you know, and we're not going to be getting what we want. And sometimes I've got, you know, people will call me up and say, I want a guy with this. Okay, fine. I just want a guy. Well, do you have any qualifications? You want introverted, extroverted, you know, tall, dark, handsome, short, dumpy? What do you want? You know, you just don't settle for anything. You know, what is for your highest and best good? And that's my sermon out of the mount today. So letting it go takes a lot of practice. Turning it over takes a lot of patience and a lot of faith. And it's good to thank God for what you have in your life, too, being grateful. And sometimes we forget about the blessings around us. And thank God we can ask, but are we thanking him for what he has already blessed us with? So, with that, it's coming to an end for the show. Next week we have Lynn Woodland. She's coming on board. I'm very grateful. She has a new project. And like I said, there's the new website up is angelanswers11.com. I have a 1-800 number, 1-855-851-3405. You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, angelicamy35@gmail.com. You can contact me if you have any questions. I'm here. I'll be I'd love to be of service to you. And it was great talking with you today. And thank you for putting me up with my babble here. And may the angels carry you through to next week. Take care. Bye-bye.